Ito, this is another Journey podcast. Today is October 3rd, and this is my 81st episode. For me, this is insane. I didn't know what I was doing when I started. Now I'm kind of getting closer and closer to figuring it out. I just want to kind of brief people on different things that I find around that I find interesting. And what I find interesting the most are UFOs, UFO sightings, alien encounters, things like that. I find it absolutely fascinating, the whole phenomenon itself and the conspiracies that surround it as well. And I found today on Reddit, member Keva Acoustic, K-E-V-A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C. They built a website of Bigfoot, UFO, and ghost haunted place sightings map. I only saw United States. And I think that's all they have so far, is just mostly United States on there. But I really want to give that website a shout out. And so the website address, sorry about that. My phone's too close to my mic. It's mapsquatch.com. 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 I'll also put a link to it on my Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting, and I'll get a link up on my website eventually. My website's kind of, it's a mess, and I apologize for that if you go to it and use it. I'm trying to kind of figure things out, obviously, and I'll get there. Okay, so check this out. I had a UFO sighting myself. I didn't report it or anything, but it was September 26th, I believe, was the day I had it. Maybe the 27th. I wrote it down, but I didn't write down the exact date that it happened. But it was Monday night. Sunday night. I think it might have been Sunday night. And I had a dream the night before. And I'll go into my UFO site. So the night before, I dreamt I was staring at the sun. Just staring at it. And the longer I stared at the sun, this like entity was taking form and forming shape. It's one of the strangest dreams I've ever had, if not the strangest. And it was kind of like this black, smoky form. And I knew it was something forming, some kind of entity. I don't know exactly what the entity was, but it was forming as I stared at the sun. And I was looking at the sun in my dream. And then this like swirl of black kind of smoke kind of was swirling and twirling around the sun and forming and just kept forming. And it didn't take a shape. I just knew that if I kept staring at the sun, it would take shape. And then I woke up. It was weird. It was just crazy. So that night, or no, that morning, it was in the morning. So I woke up about 5 in the morning or so. And I walked my dog after I have a cup of coffee. And it was still dark out. And so I was walking my dog and thinking of this dream I had. And And I thought, you know, I gotta write this down. So I pulled out my phone, my notes app on my iPhone, and started typing my dream out. And I typed out exactly what I just read to you. I wrote it out. And right as I finished typing, I looked up, and it's still black, you know, dark. And it was a real dark morning. Lots of stars and everything. And as I look up, there's two balls of light kind of almost doing a dance in the sky. I mean, they looked, you know, they were far away. It looked like they were stars, but they weren't, because they were moving. And they were doing kind of this dance, like this orbital dance around each other. Kind of like if they were binary stars orbiting each other is what they were. And they were spinning around each other, like doing this dance. And it almost felt like it was for me, you know, because I just was finished typing this dream I had out, and I looked up, and there they were. And I just stood and watched. And then I took out my phone. I was like, oh, I gotta get this on camera. So I took out my phone and started recording. And they stopped doing their dance and started splitting apart from each other. They kind of spread apart, like opposite directions of each other, and just kept going further and further apart. And I was just recording the one that was brighter. And as I did it, and I just watched, and then my dog kept pulling on me, so I kept walking my dog at the same time. And as I watched, they both stopped in the sky. Sorry, a notification on my computer popped up. They stopped in the sky, right above, and I was real close to my house, so it was like right above my house. But you know, they look far away. They look like stars. Like they were probably thousands of feet up in the sky, but above my garage. Probably an arm's length apart if I held my arm, you know, up to the sky. And just stayed there. Stayed there for the rest of the morning. Probably until it got bright out. And they stayed there. And they were the last ones left in the sky, you know, like the stars. So they weren't stars. They were objects. And it's like they were just parked there. It was wild. It's definitely my most prominent UFO sighting. You know, I had one when I was younger. I saw this kind of silver ball in the sky, just flying across the sky. And then I had some other similar like this, but nothing that dramatic that I saw. And where they just stopped. It's, you know, I don't know what to call it or what to say about it. I put the video I took on Twitter, and it's not very good. It's hard to tell, but I took it with my iPhone, and my iPhone does not take video of stars. It just does not do it. And so you can see clearly one of the balls of light that I was videoing, and I was walking my dog, so I was moving, so it's hard to tell, and you would think it's a star, and but it's not. It's a UFO. Don't know what it was, don't know what they were doing or why they were up there. It's just kind of like the synchronicity where I was typing my dream out, my wild weird dream, and then they appeared, and then they stopped. And I can look out the window in my kitchen and see one of them. I have to walk outside to see both of them, but they were both there all night till the sun came up. Or, you know, which was about an hour or two after they stopped. And then the night came, that evening came, and looked up and they were gone. Neither of them were there. So they weren't stars because... And I looked the next morning, you know, at the same time, just, you know, so it'd be about the same spot in the sky. And I looked and they weren't there either. So they were something else. It was weird. It was crazy, but it was cool. It was cool. And haven't seen anything like that since. And that's been about a week. And I'm going out. I'm looking up a lot more. Even though I look up a lot as it is, I'm looking up a lot more. So, yeah. So anyway, just wanted to say that. I guess NASA crashed a DART, which is a satellite or whatever, into an asteroid or an asteroid's moon or moonlet. They call it DART because it's double asteroid redirection test, because its target, in fact, is a double asteroid that orbits the sun. The main asteroid was called Didymos, and it's about half a mile across. And so they crashed into not the main asteroid, but a smaller moon of the asteroid, this satellite, I guess, to see if they could do it, to see if they can impact an actual asteroid. And they did successfully. Bullseye, just nailed it. Good for them. Good for NASA. That's badass. I mean, to make all them calculations and build a piece of equipment that's able to do it. It was a joint venture of a NASA and Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. I think they shot it, the rocket off last November. And basically the mission was to see if they can change an asteroid's path, was the plan. So, pretty awesome. So let's see. Yes, let me see. I got some other things I want to talk about. Like Jupiter, pretty awesome if you saw it last week. It was in the eastern horizon in the evening time, and in the western horizon in the morning time. And I saw it just about every night. I go out nightly and walk my dog, and morning and walk my dog, and saw it on the peak day too, which was amazing. It was like changing colors. It was red, you know, with your naked eye. I brought out the binoculars and looked at it, and I took out the iPad and took some video of it too. Pretty awesome. I hope you got to see it, because it was pretty badass. I don't think you can see it anymore, maybe. I know they said like 26th through the 3rd, so tonight would probably be the last night of it, but maybe you can still see it. It just won't be as close, as cool, or, you know, as it'll. And I guess this happens like every 59 years where it gets this close. Normally, it does it every year, it comes close, and where you can see it in the sky, but not that close to where it's just prominent. So that's pretty cool too. And so, oh yeah, one thing I wanted to say, because people probably don't know this, but my name is Mito. It's spelled M-I-T-O. And just if you're curious, I get this question a lot. What does that mean? Or how'd you get your name? So my father's side is El Salvadorian. And so that's where my name comes from. My dad gave it to me. And it's my understanding that in El Salvador, it's actually, my full name is Gero Mito. And Gero Mito means like William Jr. or Little Bill or Little William, because my dad's name was Bill or William. And so, so that's where the name comes from. El Salvador and Bill or William or something like that in El Salvador. And I know Guillermo is like William or Bill in Spanish. So I think Guillermito is like little Bill. At least in El Salvador, is my understanding. Okay, so if you're curious, there you go. All right, so James Webb Telescope, those images that are just coming in are just amazing, beautiful, just wow. I saw one really good pictures of them on Reddit. So if you want to see really good James Webb ones, go to like I mean, there's lots of different communities on Reddit you can go to, but I usually go to like Space Pictures or r/space r/telescope are a couple of the ones I use. Alright, so I was giving NASA props for, for that DART mission, but now, but also, now, they've pushed back the Artemis launch, sometime between November 12th and November 27th now, is the next launch window that they're shooting for. So there's something, I don't know, they said they haven't found any damage, but I know there was that hurricane that went through Florida, so I think that's why they pushed it back again, but they didn't say there was any damage from the hurricane or the storm. But I guess we'll see. I mean, you know, that's a scary storm that hit Florida. God. And, you know, I guess you got to pay a price when you live somewhere like that. Because you know they come. But, man, Florida's beautiful. I would move there. I would. Even with the hurricanes and all that. It's still just that weather there. My dream is to live somewhere warm year-round. That's my dream. But I live somewhere that's cold about 7 to 9 months out of the year, depending, but not like freezing cold. But we do have a couple months that are just really cold in here in Montana. But yeah, but I have to live here for now just because of family. But it's okay, you know. I'm not complaining about where I live. I like Montana a lot. But, yeah, I would like to live somewhere more temperate, where the weather's really nice. So unfortunately, they're waiting to launch again. So, we'll see. So, it was exciting for a while when they were going to launch, and now it's like one of those things where it's just like they're just gonna keep pushing it back. It just seems like it's just, you know, I understand the hurricane part, but you know they keep pushing it back, and it's just a little weird that they're doing it. But you know, I guess they got to make sure it goes. They got to make sure it launches, because they count on their missions being successful so they can do more missions. So if there's an issue with mission, then then there's a potential that, you know, if there's a disaster or something, then you know there's a potential for the whole thing being dropped or canceled. So I understand that, you know, them being cautious, and it's highly technical, that all that, you know, rocket science and all that. So yeah, so I guess we'll see. So for now, probably not till around Thanksgiving is when it'll launch. Then eventually, you know, it's supposed to lead to people going to the moon, apparently. I was gonna play some clips, but I don't think I have the time, and I don't have them queued up or anything either, but next time, I guess. I guess that's about it. I mean, I got lots of notes and everything, but I don't know, like here. For example, more on Billy Meier, Fox Mulder's X-Files poster, I want to believe, is taken from a Billy Meier photo. There's lots of stuff on Billy Meier, like about him being like a spy or something, and just all this crazy stuff about him. Or Billy Mayer. I don't know if it's Mayer or Meier. I've heard it both ways. I just call it Meier. But it's probably Mayer. I'm probably wrong. Another cool thing is the Y Files. It's a great channel on YouTube. The Y Files. This guy AJ, really good. Does really good videos. Highly researched and just excellent videos. And does all kinds of topics from UFOs and abductions to just all kinds of stuff. But goes and Mandela effect and simulation theory and all kinds of stuff, but highly researched and well done videos, and real interesting. Great channel, probably one of my favorites, one of my tops as far as YouTube channels go. And he's got a thing he calls Crazy Coincidences, and it's shorts, so they're like a minute long. And he just goes over all these crazy coincidences or synchronicities that happen, or that happen throughout time, or stuff like JFK and Lincoln, how similar those were, the presidents, JFK and Lincoln, and just but there's and there's all kinds of different ones, not just them, but. He's got quite a few of them, like six or seven different ones, and it's just excellent. Go check that out. It's a great channel. And I guess I'll leave it there. So anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my story, my UFO story. It was pretty cool. And even my wife even saw some of it. She saw it blink in and out, one of them, and while it was parked in the sky above us. And then I showed her the video and told her all about it as soon as it happened. It's just it. I think about it. I think about it every day because it's something that is just amazing. It's one of those things that just stays with you. When you have a true, just perfect. It was just a perfect sighting. Don't forget, go to mapsquatch.com. It's a cool site to check out. He does. It's there's no ads. He doesn't do it for money or anything. It's just something made. It's really good. It's got. I mean, everything. UFOs, Bigfoot sighting, everything on there. And you can select which ones you choose to see. Unfortunately, it's just the United States for now. But hopefully, get more from around the world. All right, have a good night, everybody. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming and or if you're into funny. Either way, or both, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.